Ruth chapter 1, verse 1. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to dwell in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. Verse 2. The name of the man was Elimelech, the name of his wife was Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion, Ephraites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they went to the country of Moab and remained there. Verse 3. Then Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. Verse 4. Now they took wives of the women of Moab. The name of one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelt there about 10 years. Verse 5. Then both Mahlon and Chilion also died. So the woman survived her two sons and her husband. Verse 6. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab that the Lord had visited his people by giving them bread. Verse 7. Therefore she went out from the place where she was and her two daughters-in-law with her. And they went on the way to return to the land of Judah. Verse 8. And Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as you have dealt with the dead and with me." Verse 9. The Lord grant that you may find rest, each in the house of her husband. So she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept. Verse 10. And they said to her, "Surely we will return with you to your people." Verse 11. But Naomi said, "Turn back, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there still sons in my womb that they may be your husbands?" Verse 12. "Turn back, my daughters, go, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have a husband tonight and should also bear sons." Verse 13. "Would you wait for them till they were grown? Would you restrain yourselves from having husbands? No, my daughters, for it grieves me very much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me." Verse 14. Then they lifted up their voices and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. Verse 15. As she said, "Look, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law." Verse 16. But Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go. And wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God." Verse 17. "Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything, but death parts you and me." Verse 18. When she saw that she was determined to go with her, she stopped speaking to her. Verse 19. Now the two of them went until they came to Bethlehem. And it happened when they had come to Bethlehem that all the city was excited because of them. And the women said, "Is this Naomi?" Verse 20. But she said to them, "Do not call me Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me." Verse 21. "I went out full, and the Lord has brought me home again empty. Why do you call me Naomi, since the Lord has testified against me, and the Almighty has afflicted me?" Verse 22. So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, who returned from the country of Moab. Now they came to Bethlehem at the beginning of barley harvest.